Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Having learned life lessons the hard way, Chuck Gallagher, international speaker and author, cuts through the noise to share truth through transparency. Nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. So tune in, turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Now, here's your host, Chuck Gallagher.
Well, we're in for a ride today here on Straight Talk Radio. Hi, this is Chuck Gallagher, and we're here to discuss issues and ideas that can, well, transform your life. It is time to cut through the noise and get straight to the point about issues that you care about. And today, well, we have a great show lined up for you. Every choice has a consequence. And sometimes, well, we can't always see the consequences ahead because of the realities of what seem to be in front of us. I recall in 2006, a dear friend and mentor of mine, Betty Garrett, said that if you want to be the best, you need to view what the best are doing. And that was really smart advice, and advice I took to heart. And then 2 to 3 years later, another incredibly gifted speaker shared with me the following. She said, Chuck, they're not likely going to remember your name after you speak. No offense, but you're not Zig Ziglar. So you have to do something that will be memorable in the minds of your audience. Now, I have to admit, you know, I wasn't really excited about hearing her say that, but it's the truth. And then she came up and said, you know, why don't you enter your presentations in an orange jumpsuit and handcuffs? Now, my first response was, are you kidding? I mean, I thought that was just ridiculous. And then her comment back was, she said, if it doesn't work and you bomb, everybody will bomb once. But she said, the reality is you need to do something that is distinctive. Now, for those who are listening in and maybe unfamiliar, I speak on ethics and from a unique perspective. I have acted unethically, not something that I'm proud of, and as a result of that, spent some time in federal prison. So she was right, the orange jumpsuit and handcuffs concept kind of fit. But what she was really saying was, Chuck, do something distinctive. And my guest today is Scott McCain. And if anyone knows about creating distinction, Scott does. In fact, he wrote the book entitled Create Distinction. Scott is the founder of a consulting and training company that explores the role of ultimate customer experiences in creating enhanced client retention and revenue. He is the author of 3 Amazon number one bestsellers, all teaching how to expand profits, increase sales, and engage customers. His book, Collapse of Distinction, was named by several major publications such as the Miami Herald, Sacramento Bee, and over 30 more as one of the top 10 business books of the year. So Create Distinction is an absolute great book in what we'll be discussing today. Now, Scott is an international speaker who's been, well, he's been to more countries than I can list, and I imagine the passport probably get renewed more often because of all the stamps, and a member of the Professional Speakers Hall of Fame. So to help us answer some of those pesky life questions, I'd like to welcome my friend and guest, Scott McCain. Scott, it is great to have you on the show.
Chuck, I'm honored that you would ask, and man, it's great to be with you. Thank you for giving me that opportunity. I appreciate it.
Well, it's my honor, and I have to say, being on radio, good golly, I love to hear your voice.
Well, unfortunately, I have a face made for radio, so it's good to be with you on radio.
Now, I'm not sure that's true, because you wow the audiences, but look, let's... You know, I'd love to start the conversation about your Amazon best-selling book, Create Distinction. But first, I've got to ask you to share with our audience a bit about your background. Now, I know I don't know it all, but I know you've done radio. You've been a film critic. You're an author and international speaker in high demand. So kind of describe a little bit about your career path.
Well, Chuck, for me, I was just so fortunate. I grew up in a very small town in southern Indiana. And I got involved in a student organization, the FFA, the Future Farmers of America. And FFA had speaking contests and leadership activities that I got so interested in and involved in. and became state president of the Indiana FFA, which meant I took a year off of college to travel and speak. And then the next year was elected to a national position and took another year off of college to travel and speak. So at the end of those couple of years, I'd spoken to high school assemblies and Kiwanis clubs and Lions clubs and adult meetings and chamber of commerce banquets and had literally done 1,000 free speeches and was getting invitations from folks. Hey, will you come back and speak to our meeting? You know, and so I worked my way through college, traveling around, giving speeches, worked for the college that I went to for a year as their director of annual giving. And it's kind of a side story. I made $12,000 a year to be the director of annual fund for the college. And we increased the giving in 1 year by $400,000. And they offered me a raise to $13,000
a year. Oh, no. Are you serious?
Yeah. And they said, well, that's a big raise. It's $1,000. You know, so and it, I mean, it was. But nonetheless, I thought, you know, if I'm going to work that hard to make somebody that much money, you know, maybe I ought to be working for myself. The local radio station where I'd worked a little bit in college had an opening and they said, work for us on the days that you don't have speeches. And it was midday, so I could, you know, I could get out of there at 2 in the afternoon and get somewhere for a banquet. And back then, mostly banquets were what I was speaking to. And so it gave me a chance to build my career. And I went full time in November 1981 and have been traveling, speaking to all different types of groups in all different types of situations full time since that point. And then another story you asked about being an author. So they asked me to come back and speak at the National FFA Convention. And there's 20,000 people in the audience and they're having me come back, which is such a great honor. And Zig Ziglar was also on the program. And so, believe it or not, Zig said, well, Scott, do you and your wife want to go out and get a bite to eat? Which I've always said is like being a little league shortstop and Derek Jeter asks you, you know, like to talk. So we go out. Yeah. And Zig says, well, Scott, I've looked and I don't see any, I don't see where you've written a book. And I said, well, Zig, I haven't done that. I haven't written a book. And Zig says, yeah, I know what you mean. I haven't written any books either. Well, you know, my wife and I kind of looked at each other like, oh my gosh, what's, and he said, yeah, you know, I've never written a book. That always seemed too daunting of a task. But he said, I get up every morning and I write a page or two. And after about 4 months, they tell me I got a book.
No kidding.
And I got up the next morning and wrote the first 2 pages of what became All Business is Show Business, my first book that I wrote.
And oh, so that is absolutely awesome.
That's how being an author got started for me. And it was such a great inspiration to have Zig Ziglar, you know, be the one to say, you know, write a couple pages a day. And so I just keep on keeping on. I've been so fortunate to work with so many terrific organizations and folks who want me to come back and speak to them again. And then the chance to be just a student to learn and to, you know, find out from great organizations how they do it and to study them and to study the ones who, you know, used to be great and aren't, and to examine what other folks are writing and all of that has just been it's a great ride. It's a great blessing.
Now, in your book, Create Distinction, tell me a little bit about the motivation to write that book.
Everywhere I was going, Chuck, and I bet you experienced the same things at the meetings that you were addressing. Everybody was talking about the book Good to Great. It was like that was the gospel. It was that everything in that book was golden. And it started striking me because, you know, I read the book and there were parts of the book I thought were absolutely fabulous. But there were other parts of the book that I really questioned what was being said. Let me give you an example. One of the things he says in the book is the people on the bus are more important than where the bus is going. Get the right people on the bus first. Well, to me, that just struck me as being ridiculous. I mean, the right people don't get on the bus if they don't know where it's going. You know, I mean, you and I wouldn't get on a bus if the front of it said somewhere. Yeah, I mean, we want to know right. where the bus is going before we get on the bus. And so sure. part of that just struck me as being really kind of silly. And then I started looking at, in the book, he says that there are 11 great companies. Of all the research they did, they found that there were 11 great companies in the world. But his model of retail is Circuit City.
And that doesn't exist now.
Yeah, it's gone. His model of great financial management is Fannie Mae. And so if you look at the companies that he's selected, you know, of the 11, six are either out of business or been acquired. Few of them are really what you'd call category leaders. For example, Walgreens is one of the great companies. But if you look at the stock price, CVS has done much better over that period of time than Walgreens has done, more profitable, more exciting in how they manage. And so what I realized is that great isn't good enough to grow your business. There's got to be something beyond just being great. We've got to find what. And as I started studying and researching it, the big aha to me is it's the companies that are distinctive. It's the companies that find a way to stand out in the marketplace. And that, Chuck, that even works with individual professionals. How do we find a way as an individual professional to stand out and make a difference? And so I just became fascinated by that and started studying that and researching that and trying to understand it in today's world of hyper change and hyper competitive marketplaces, what it would really take to create distinction in this crazy time.
Now, I think that's really profound. And Scott, before we finish the first segment and go to break, I know there are a lot of business examples in your book. And I get the clear impression that the principles that apply in work, in business, also apply to work in your personal life. So did you intend the book to actually work on both fronts?
You know, Chuck, one of the things I've believed for a long time is that what works in business works in our personal life and vice versa. So in other words, if clarity, which is one of the cornerstones of distinction, is important in our professional life, right? In other words, a business has to be pretty clear about who its customers are and what it's trying to do. I don't see where that's such a bad deal in our personal lives to be clear about what we stand for, about what we won't stand for, about what's important. And it seems to me that organizations lose business when they get away from their clarity, and people lose something in their lives when they get away from a clear definition of what's important.
Well, you hit it perfectly as we get ready to go into break. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, and my guest is Scott Payne. Stick with us on Straight Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
Well, this is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, and if you're just joining us, my guest is Scott McCain. Scott is an international speaker and author, a man who is a thought leader when it comes to creating distinction. And Scott and I just began a conversation on his book, Create Distinction. And one of the things that we were talking about as we went into the break is the fact that this actually works on both fronts. And Scott, today there's not only change taking place, but it seems to capture the attention that in some form or fashion, everyone needs to figure out how to differentiate themselves somehow. And, you know, I'm amazed at what has changed in the past 5 years. And quite frankly, it's kind of hard to grasp how dramatic the change will be in the next five. So from your perspective, how are people dealing with change and creating distinctions so they can be found or recognized?
Well, I think they're having a very difficult time, Chuck. And I think part of it is because everything is sped up, as you mentioned. I mean, the pace of change is unbelievable. I did a blog post the other day that kind of struck a nerve for some folks, I guess. I posted that think of how the pace of change is currently, and today is the slowest it will be for the rest of your life.
Wow. That's a mind-blowing thought.
It's amazing. I mean, because it's faster this year than it was last year, and it's going to be faster next year. I mean, we can pretty safely predict that the pace of change is not going to be declining rapidly. So one of the critical things, I think, is that it gets back to that clarity thing that we were talking about earlier, the important cornerstone of clarity. And part of why that's so critical is that as times change, as tools change, as technology changes, our values shouldn't. Maybe we enhance them or expand them, but I don't know that we need to be changing those. And so that's part of what we have to define in order to create distinction personally and professionally.
You know, that makes a lot of sense. And you mentioned clarity, and I know you have several cornerstones, but I want to go backwards for just a second, because in the very first chapter of your book, you say there are three destroyers of differentiation. So talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, as we looked about, you know, what pulls organizations and individuals back to the pack? You know, what makes it so hard to stand out? The three that I was able to identify is number one, copycat competition. So if I've got a dry cleaners and I look down the street and there's another dry cleaners and they're open till 8 o'clock and I'm closing at 7, I think I better copy that. And if they start doing shirts for $1 and I've been charging $1.29, I think I'd better copy that. But what also happens is they're looking down the road and at my business and they're saying, oh, he uses green chemicals where we don't. We better copy that. And wow, he's giving all the kids that come in the store a sucker. We better copy that. So what ends up from the customer's perspective is that we become pale imitations of each other. Yeah. We make it harder for the customer to find anything different about us. But here's the other aspect of it. Sometimes we spend more time worrying about our competition than we do our customer. The distinctive organizations really are concerned about what their customers are doing and how they can help and how they can serve, where the non-distinctive organizations just worry about keeping up with who the competitors are within their specific industry. The second one is one you kind of alluded to in terms of the pace of change. It's that the internet has brought unbelievable numbers of new competitors to the desktops and the laptops and even the purses and pockets of our customers. I mean, I can pull out my smartphone right now and order just about any product I want from Amazon or other retailers, have it delivered by FedEx to my house tomorrow morning. And so one of the things I outlined in the book is the company that made my favorite cologne discontinued it in the United States, but you can still buy it in Asia. Well, I can go to strawberrynet.com and order this cologne, and they can deliver it in 2 days from Singapore.
Oh, my goodness.
At the same price I was paying by driving to the mall. And so if you can order your cologne as easily from Singapore as you can to drive down to the mall and get it, what happens in a world like that? And the third is, my mom always told me growing up that familiarity breeds contempt. But with all due respect to mom and, moms everywhere, the problem is that's not true. Familiarity doesn't breed contempt. Familiarity breeds complacency. In other words, the more familiar that we are with something, the greater the likelihood is we'll take it for granted. We do that in our personal lives. We do it in our professional lives. I mean, there's places where we just had a situation with a car dealer where we bought most of our cars. And you could just tell they were asleep at the switch. They took our business for granted. Now, theoretically, you'd say, wow, the lifetime value of this customer is really strong. Those are the people we really need to impress. Instead, they thought, well, gosh, Scott and Tammy will sit there and wait. Let's go over and make sure we take care of these new customers because we don't want them to get away. And we ended up having an inferior experience by a place that we'd done a lot of business simply because they took our business for granted. So if you put those three together, copycat competition, increased competition because of the internet, familiarity breeds complacency, each one of those is tough, but they work synergistically to create what we call the collapse of distinction.
Yeah, that's, you bring up three separate things, and yet each of them are very, it's interesting and disruptive. Number two, whenever you're talking about the internet, if you went back, I'm going to make it easy for me, 5 years, especially if you went back 10. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're an old guy like I am, 10 years didn't seem like a long time, but, in internet world, that's an amazing period of time. And so today, you sit and you look and you think, well, gosh, if I'm a brick and mortar store, I absolutely have to differentiate myself somehow because the ability to buy whatever the product is that's being sold can be found fundamentally anywhere online.
You're absolutely right. And how stores relate that too. Maybe you saw a mutual friend of ours posted on Facebook a day or two ago that he walked into Best Buy and was looking for something, and they said, no, we used to have that, but I don't think we got anything in stock. And just stopped. And he said, well, what would you suggest? And the gal just kind of shrugged her shoulders and said, I'm sorry, can't help you. Now, what she should have done, obviously, is to say, well, we don't have any in stock currently, but come over here. Let's take a look. We can go to bestbuy.com and order it, and we'll FedEx it to your house tomorrow. Instead, the guy walks out the door. Now he tries at the Apple store. Now he goes online to Amazon. However, he completed the purchase. I mean, the fact of the matter is he's going to find one. And so part of what has to happen in business today is we have to look at how we can be of assistance to customers, not just how we can create more transactions. Because, we have to transcend transaction. What can we do to really make a difference? Now, I think that works in our personal lives as well, Chuck. You're an example of that. What can you do to make connections that are so compelling that they can truly be of assistance? And whether that's a customer, whether that's a personal friend, a business relationship, whatever it is, it's just the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and Scott, you talk about creating specific points of differentiation. And it seems to me, like you were saying, it kind of applies to business and individuals. I was speaking to a group of students about 4 or 5 weeks ago, and I asked them the question, what are you doing to differentiate yourself in order to compete in the job market? And, I look at these young people, and they looked at me like I had two heads. Like, what am I talking about? And it struck me. Here's this group of seniors getting ready to graduate in we'll call it a fairly tough job market. It's certainly better than 2008, but it's not 2004. And they've got to do something to differentiate themselves and create their own distinction, or they will be lost in a sea of thousands of people who are looking for the same job.
Oh, it's so true. And part of the thing is we ask the wrong question when it comes to that. In other words, a student enters the job market, and basically what they're saying is, hey, hire me. Here's my resume. Hire me.
Right.
Businesses go to the marketplace and say, hey, buy from us. Here's why you should buy from us. Well, that's not the question that a customer of the business or a prospective employer is asking themselves. Instead, you know, the student should be thinking about, how am I going to answer this question? Why should we hire you instead of someone else? And the business should be answering the question, why should a customer buy from us instead of our competition? But we don't answer that question. We want to bring our own facts and figures to the marketplace and not really consider what the people on the other side of the table are asking.
That's absolutely correct. I remember sitting there and looking to them. I said, okay, how many of you are on Facebook? Well, of course, the majority of the room raised their hands. Okay, great. You're there. How many of you would hire what you see on your Facebook page? Because that is your resume.
Oh,
you think it's on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I've got the drunken pictures of you out and I'm trying to hire you for a financial position and confidentiality is an issue, you just disqualified yourself.
You sure did.
And, you know, and then I said, well, how many are on LinkedIn? Not as many, of course. Mm-hmm. How many of you have a blog? And, you know, I think everybody probably would have a blog. You've got something to say. Very few raise their hand. But yet what you said is absolutely the truth. If I'm an employer, what makes John Doe more attractive than Jane Doe outside of, you know, their who they are as a person? And the answer is, well, what are you contributing? What voice do you have? What are you doing that says, listen, my voice is meaningful and I offer value? And it's so easy to do today, yet so many people look past their way of creating a distinction.
So true, Chuck.
Well, we've made it to the second break, and this is happening far too fast for me. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. My guest is Scott McCain, and we're talking about creating distinction. When we get back, we're going to talk about three levels of differentiation and Scott's four cornerstones to create distinction. So there's a lot ahead. Stick with us on Straight Talk Radio.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit iamenergy.ca.
Well, we're back with Straight Talk Radio. This is Chuck Gallagher, and my guest is Scott McCain, an international speaker and author, a thought leader on creating distinction. Scott's an Amazon best-selling author, and we have been talking about his book, Create Distinction. And by the way, let me mention, you can sign up for his quarterly tips on creating distinction by visiting his website, scottmckain.com, S-C-O-T-T-M-C-K-I-N.com. And Scott, you have what you've called three levels of differentiation. So let's talk about that.
Sure. Chuck, in the book, I related to laptop computers. Let's say we're going to go in and buy a laptop. Well, as you walked in the store, you would see a bunch of what I call the bottom level, that think of a pyramid, and the base of the pyramid is that level called sameness. So I would walk in and you see an Acer and you see an Asus and you see a Gateway and a Fujitsu. And I look at those and what's the difference? I mean, Right. Why would you buy an Acer over an Asus? I don't know. And so if I can't tell the difference between them, then I'm naturally going to make a choice based upon price. I mean, right. To be a customer, I have to make a differentiation. That's the only way I've got to make some kind of decision. Well, if everything seems to be the same, then I'm going to focus on price. But if you move up the pyramid, then the middle section is what I call differentiation. Now, differentiation means that there's something about you that you the customers are going to perceive that's different. So Sony with the Vio line and the Dell that it's made to your order and your specifications, and HP with all the printers and peripherals, and you know, Samsung really has moved up from sameness up to differentiation. Then you get to the highest point of the pyramid, and that's true distinction. Distinction is, in some ways, you know, our buddy Joe Calloway has a book called The Category of One. Distinction is that one. It's that pinnacle point where if you look at these companies farther down on the pyramid, they're marketing hard and they're selling hard and they're pursuing prospects to turn them into customers. When you get to the point of distinction, you're attracting customers to do business with you by how distinctive you are, what you stand for, what you are. And so obviously at the top is Apple. It's amazing to me. You know, I had a guy after a program a while back said, well, but they only have 8 to 10% of the marketplace, depending on whether you include the iPad. And I said, yeah, but have you seen the latest studies? Apple has 92% market share of laptop computers sold above $1,000. Right. So now, where do you want to play the game? I mean, do you want to be at the bottom fighting it out over zero margins and $500 machines? Or do you want to be at the top in a highly profitable business? So one of the things you find, too, is when you become more distinctive, price becomes less of an issue. And customers are attracted to do business with you because of the consistency of how you do what you do and a number of other factors. But I just know in today's marketplace, I'd rather be Apple than Acer. And in other industries, it's pretty easy to define as well. Southwest is the distinctive player in airlines. Starbucks is the distinctive player in coffee. Nordstrom is one of the distinctive retailers. And so you find these organizations that have followed through on the four cornerstones they're going to talk about, and it's led them to a point of really standing out in the marketplace.
You know, you're absolutely right. And the thing it's kind of fascinating just to watch people's behavior and why you make choices that you make. I recall back in 2006, 2007, I don't remember the year, but it was the time when you were a speaker and you had a video, it was a DVD.
Yeah, and, right. You know,
which, who cares about that these days? But nonetheless, but I went out and I was, you know, trying to find out how do you get it edited and so forth. And good golly, the prices were ridiculous. And someone said, well, you know, have you tried a Mac? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And they said, no, why don't you just go to the Apple store, check out the Mac and see how easy it is. Well, yeah, they're expensive, but in comparison to paying somebody one time to edit a DVD, it was cheap.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then once you get connected, everything I have is Apple. Why? Because it's easy and they have made it. They have consolidated everything so that they become so distinct. It's all prepackaged in a way that everything works with each other. Well, what a great place to be. No, everybody won't spend over $1,000 for a computer. But for those of us that aren't as concerned about price, but would rather have a really wonderful experience, you just don't get any better.
No, you don't. And, you know, it's interesting to me, too, Chuck, that that points out a change that we've seen culturally in society. For example, you know, when we were kids, part of who we heard about in history were the inventors. It was the Thomas Edisons and the Alexander Graham Bells and the Eli Whitneys and, you know, the inventions that they created. Now, if you think about it, what we're valuing are not the inventors, but the innovators. Yes. In other words, Apple didn't invent the cell phone, but the iPhone changed everything. Starbucks didn't invent selling coffee, but they sure changed everything. And so, you know, Southwest didn't invent the airline business, but they sure changed everything. And so finding the way to make it more convenient, more accessible, more engaging, more of an experience to customers, that's what we're celebrating now more than the actual invention of something new.
I agree. And I think the key word that you mentioned is experience. Now, you know, you and I both are baby boomers.
Yeah.
So here's the reality check. For me as a baby boomer, one of two things will create the buying choice. It's either A, am I going to get a really profound and positive experience? And if I am, don't mind spending the money. Not an issue. If, on the other hand, I am not going to get a profound and positive experience, if all I'm doing is getting a commodity, then I'll buy it at the lowest price or the most convenient way.
Yep, absolutely.
But it's one or the other. So either I'm going to be, or the business will be in the commodity business, which fundamentally that's Walmart. Nothing wrong with that. They sell lots of commodities. Or it is going to be Apple, which is the experience business. And either model works as long as you know, and this goes to one of your four cornerstones, with clarity, what business you're in.
You know, there's an old story. I've seen it attributed to Sam Walton. I don't know 100% that it's, you know, maybe it's just a legend. But there is stories about a conversation that he had about how he knew Walmart was going to make it. And he said Sears was trying to be everything to everybody. The problem with Sears is they wanted to have the low prices and they wanted to carry all the brand names, but they wanted to have their own brand names and they wanted to be the cheapest, yet they had to pay the high rents to be in the malls. And they didn't know who their number one customer was, or, you know, who their target was. They were trying to be everything to everybody. Where on the other hand, you know, Walmart was really clear about who, you know, who they were going after, who was important to them, and that has made all of the difference. And I find that fascinating because it certainly worked for Walmart. And it's like you say, I mean, distinction doesn't necessarily mean you've got the big price. And I think sometimes we think that when we refer to Apple or we refer to Starbucks, you don't have to be the highest price. Walmart is absolutely distinctive at what they do. They just have a different approach. And that's part of why it worked. They have a very different approach.
Right. Now, you know, in the four cornerstones of your book, the first one you mentioned is clarity. And we've kind of danced around that a little bit. But in short, what does that mean to you and how does it apply in the real world?
Clarity means that you know where your flag is planted in the ground. You're not trying to be all things to all people. I couldn't find any distinctive companies that wanted everybody in their target market. You know, I mean, if you want to buy a tuxedo to go to the prom or to go to a wedding, you're not going to go to Walmart because that's not what they do.
Right.
If you want to buy a nice watch, Walmart ain't the place they don't care. That's not their market. They're very clear about who their market is. And the same way with Apple, you know, if you want the cheapest computer or the cheapest phone, then you're not part of their target market. And so one of the things that I found was clarity means you're not only absolutely crystal clear about what you are, you're just as exact about what you're not. You're willing to say that this is not in our customer base. This is not who we are. And so that's absolutely critical. But what we find with most businesses, and particularly small businesses, is they're so afraid to say no and to walk away from a customer, potential customer, that they try to be all things to all people. Therefore, they dilute their clarity. And the problem is you can't differentiate what you can't define.
You know, that's true. And Scott, I believe in transparency. And so there's a good side and bad side to that. The bad side maybe is I out myself from time to time. But I remember so distinctly when I began my speaking career, someone asked me, what do you speak on? And you know, my response was, well, anything that you want me to speak on, as long as you'll hire me. And I say that kind of jokingly, but you know, the reality was at the very beginning, that's where it was. And someone said to me early on, thank God, be who you are and be distinctive and be clear about who you are and accept the fact that, you know, you're not going to be Jeffrey Gittimer. You're not going to be Scott McCain. So if someone wants a sales presentation, although I may feel comfortable in that, that is not my niche. And I need to allow that to go to someone else because that keeps me crystal clear on who I am and who my target market is.
Isn't it funny, Chuck? We tend to run from our own uniqueness. We see the value of other people's stories and discount the value of our own many times.
Yes.
You know, companies love to tell, you know, look at what Apple did. Look at what Harley Davidson did. But within every company of success, I'll guarantee you there's some compelling story that's there that they're overlooking just to be able to tell somebody else's story. And so I really encourage organizations and individuals to search for and to find what's unique about what you do, how you do it, why you do it. All of those are absolutely critical to creating distinction.
Now, in your book, the second cornerstone you have is creativity, and you quote Randy Gage, and here's the quote. Yep. It says, creative people generally are self-motivated, independent, delighted by novelty, risk takers, tolerant of ambiguity, deeply involved in their work, avid readers, and world travelers. These characteristics provide creative people with a very rich diet of stimulation, and that's a part of his quote. But the question I have to ask is, what if you hear all of those attributes and think, that's not me? Am I screwed at this point?
I think that, I just love that quote by Randy. I'm so glad you picked that one out. That's a great quote. And I think one of the things is you don't necessarily have to be a world traveler. You have to do some of the things that he's talking about. So, for example, in today's world of the internet, like we're talking about, man, I can sit in Crothersville, Indiana, where I grew up, and read the New York Times as easily as somebody in Manhattan. You know, I can feed myself a rich diet of stimulation no matter who I am, where I'm from, or what my level of current affluence may or may not be. I have access to more information than any other time in human history. So I can put myself on a rich diet of stimulation. Through YouTube, I can see what it looks like to be standing in Tiananmen Square in China. I can see what it's like to ride the elevator up to the top of the Eiffel Tower. And through these kinds of things, I can enhance my own creativity that might help me in so many ways to create distinction for myself and to come up with the creative ideas that can establish how I'm different as opposed to everybody else in the marketplace.
You know, it's fascinating the world that we live in. Even today, you and I conducting this radio show, you're in one part of the world. I'm in another part. Jessica, our producer's in another part. It's fascinating what we can do and how today what's the right way to put this? It's easier to be creative today because of such access to things that link us together that 15, 20 years ago didn't even exist.
So true. I mean, it is amazing when you think the comedian Louis C.K. had a bit that was on, and you can find it on YouTube, and he's talking about being on an airplane and thinking about realizing he's in a chair in the sky. You know, and just how really amazing this world is that we live in today. And so rather than complaining about, the speed of, my cell phone's slow, he said, slow down, it's going to space. Give it a minute. You know, we need to just appreciate, I think, a little bit more some of the amazing things that have occurred in our lifetime. And take advantage of it. I mean, I have these people that say, well, I never get online. I'm not saying you're going to spend your life online, but for goodness sake, some of the great things you can read, that you can see, the things you have access to. And once you do that, I think it makes you more creative in terms of the ideas that you can bring to your business, to your life, to your lifestyle. It's just so exciting in so many ways. It just depends upon how we look at it.
Well, it really is. And of course, at the same time, it's disruptive in odd sort of ways. I remember my wife, the other day when I was eating breakfast, she said, what are you doing? And I was sitting there looking at my cell phone. I said, well, I'm reading the paper.
Yeah.
I have no reason to want a paper, physical paper. I just like the fact that I can go on the cell phone and look at USA Today and find out what's happening in the world. And which, by the way, is ad-free, so I don't have to be concerned with that. Although if you're an advertiser, that does cause some angst because the world is changing there. And that kind of connects to the third cornerstone, which is communication. So share some of your thoughts on effective communication.
I tell the story, Chuck, when I just moved away from Indiana and had moved to California, and I get a call from my home school in Crothersville, Indiana, a little tiny farm town just north of Louisville, Kentucky. And they said, hey, we've got this day that we bring all the teachers in. It's the day before the students arrive, and we want to get all the teachers together and have a real positive way to kick off the school year. Would you come back home and speak to the teachers? Well, you know, I'm honored to be asked, thrilled to do so, but terrified at the same time. Because at that time, my third grade teacher was still teaching, right? And so I don't care how old you get, what happens to you in life, you stand up for your third grade teacher, man, you are a third grader all over again. And I was nervous to get up in front of her. So I did what we speakers do. You know, I prepared my opening. I'm going to ask the audience a question to get us started. So here's the question. What is the single biggest problem in education? Now, I anticipated their answers, right? They're going to say discipline of the kids and drug, alcohol, violence problems in the schools and governmental funding for our programs and getting parents more involved. So I had a little answer for every single one of those. So I get up in front of my teacher, rest of the teachers. I ask the question and she says, Scott, the single biggest problem in education today is Sesame Street.
Well, Sesame Street.
Yeah. Okay. I said, it's a great program. She said, Scott, who taught you your ABCs? And I said, well, Miss Ellie, you know that. It's my mother, my grandmother. She said, yeah, for the last 30 years, though, kids have been taught their ABCs by Big Bird and Bert and Ernie.
Oh,
and therefore, they arrive on the schoolyard step, their very first day of formal instruction, expecting to be entertained as they're educated. And it I'm still learning from my third grade teacher. So what it means in terms of communication is that when we think from a business standpoint, from any kind of standpoint, the audience that we're addressing, customers and prospects, colleagues, employers, they expect an experience to be a part of the process. They expect a narrative, not a recitation of facts and figures. It doesn't mean that they don't want the information. It means that how we convey the information is dramatically changed. So what we found out about distinctive professionals and distinctive organizations is that they had mastered the art of storytelling. They could convey the critical information in an engaging and interesting story that A, not only did the audience remember, but B, they were also able to relate to their friends. So it enhanced referrals, it enhanced retention, it enhanced engagement, all of the kind of things that every business looks for.
That makes so much sense. And today, when you look across the marketplace, the distinctive companies, the companies that certainly are attracting attention to themselves, have become masters of using social media, internet, YouTube, et cetera, to be able to tell those stories. I mean, you can even see it in the commercials today.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Commercials now are more of a vehicle to tell stories. And, you know, I mean, for example, there's a funny commercial that Budweiser is doing. And it's about, have you seen the one they ran on the Super Bowl where the gal approaches the guy in the bar and says, are you up for anything tonight? You want to have some? And he said, yeah. And they have arranged this whole thing, this whole reality thing. For example, he goes into this room with her and there's a guy there waiting to play ping pong. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger. And he plays ping pong with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Then the wall falls down and One Direction's on stage. He gets on stage with them. And it's just a mind blowing. Well, so you get a little snippet of it on the commercial, but then you go to YouTube and you watch like an 8-minute version of his night. Then they have different parts of the night where you see the whole time that he's with Arnold, which is like a 10, 12 minute thing. Well, you know, once you get playing around on that, all of a sudden you've spent a half an hour watching a Budweiser commercial.
Absolutely.
Right. But they engage you through a compelling and powerful story. That's distinctive communication today.
Now we're running short of time to end the show, but I want to focus on a couple of things. Number one, you say the last cornerstone is customer experience focus. And I know that you have a new book soon to be released called 7 Tenets of Taxi Terry. So Tell me about Taxi Terry and how that relates to your customer experience.
Well, Taxi Terry is the perfect example of the customer experience focus. He's a cab driver in Jacksonville, Florida, that absolutely blew me away and amazed me with how he treated me. Quick example, I walk out, you know, I'm waiting there to be picked up by the cab, and this guy pulls up and jumps out of his cab and points at me and says, "Are you ready for the best cab ride of your life?"
Wow, oh, no, I'm very serious.
Yeah, that's how he started the ride. You know, now think about think of the millions of times that we've been in a cab, and it's basically, get in. You know, I mean, it's just crazy. And so how he created the expectation of what was to follow. What if every time we walked in a store, we were made to feel like you're going to have the best retail experience of your life? You know, or whatever the business is. So there were seven basic things that I learned from that cab ride and through how he ran his small business. But the main point is, if a cab driver, one guy with one cab in one town, if he can change the game of how you feel about an industry, I'll never look at a cab ride the same again. If he can do that in his business, then you and I and all of your listeners, if we don't do it in ours, what's our excuse? I mean, there are ways that each of us can create an ultimate customer experience, and that we can transcend transaction and truly create distinction for our customers and for ourselves.
You know, I have to say this, Scott, as we wrap things up, I want to encourage everyone who is listening here to Straight Talk Radio to pick up a copy of Scott's book, Create Distinction. And also, let me also encourage you to get on the pre-distribution list for Seven Tenets of Taxi Terry. Now, I can't wait to read the book. And you're right, Scott. You know, if you're a taxi cab driver and you can create a change in the way people see things, I mean, how powerful is that? Not only for he and his particular market, but you're transmitting that message literally across the world. One person, it's the power of one. The power of that person to create a change that really makes distinction, not only for himself, but for the experience.
Absolutely.
So in any event, you can find Scott's books at Amazon.com or pick them up in a bookstore near you. And I've got to say this, if your organization is planning a powerful meeting that seeks a truly inspirational presenter, one that earns standing ovations time after time, visit Scott McCain's website, scottmccain.com, ScottMCKIN.com. I'm sure Scott would welcome, or Shelley, the opportunity to talk with you. And Scott, thank you so much for joining me. And to all our listeners, thank you.
You're so welcome. I thought you were going to say, if you're looking for a great speaker and Chuck Gallagher isn't available, then because you knock it out of the park, my friend. Anytime we could work together, it'd be a great thing. But thank you so much for having me on. I'm grateful, and I hope we get a chance to do it again.
Well, I'm sure we will. And for those of you who are listening to Straight Talk Radio, transformational talk radio to live by, join us next week for more. This is Chuck Gallagher. And remember, every choice has a consequence. So here's to the power of positive choices.
You've been listening to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as Chuck Gallagher, international speaker and author, cuts through the noise to share truth through transparency. Nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Peykanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.